Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know y'all been acting.
Hat on,
hat on,
suit on,
suit on,
looking like the trap of dawn.
Giving them all,
dressed
like the $1 million bucks.
Buying
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, oh man, oh man. God been good to me. Man, I can't explain it all, really. Hey, you know, I want to remind everybody of something that I need reminding of myself all the time. And I'm dealing with a couple of things now, and I had to remind myself. You know what I have to remember? I have to constantly remind myself to stay in constant communication with God. Constant communication with God. You know, sometimes, you know, I have a tendency, and maybe we do all as people, I don't know, but I know for me, that when it's going okay, I slack up in sometimes having conversations with him because I'm not coming to him on a daily with something that's pressing or something. And I find myself slacking up in the communication. The danger I have learned in that is this. I think, you know, I mean, we've all heard old people say, you know, you got to stay prayed up, you know, and, you know, prayed up means, you know, you got some stored up. You just got an abundance of them where you're putting it in. Because what happens is when you're not in constant communication with God, when you're not constantly praying, during those good times, that allows for the enemy to slip in and do the little things that can be upsetting. And then the next thing you know it, you get several little things in a row. Now you got an issue you're dealing with. You know, I have to remind myself when it's going like that, man, have I really been praying, though? Have I really been in constant communication with God? Because, you know, that helps guard against that little bitty stuff coming in. Sometimes it's big stuff. Sometimes it's major stuff. But I've noticed, man, that when I get on a more of a smooth plane in life, I have a tendency to slack up in that department. And that ain't the time to slack up. I'm really learning that I have to stay in constant communication with God because it enables me to ward off those little things coming up that can get in the way. And so I just wanted to make you aware of that as I'm learning it myself, that staying prayed up is important, that you try to stock prayers. You know, you try to, you know, have some prayers in the bank, so to speak. And just constant communication with him because it'll just safeguard you against a lot of stuff backdooring you. You know, I just wanted to make sure you understood that because on your journey, it's going to be many obstacles. I've said this 100 times on the show. The road to success is always under construction. I say that all the time. And it's to let you understand that it's not going to be easy. But we can make it more difficult than it has to be. You know, when you go out, strike out on a journey, you know, let's say I got in my car. Let's say I'm in New York and I get in my car and I say I'm going to L.A. I know if I drive west and continue to drive west, eventually I should get to California or I may wind up in Portland or Seattle or something like that. But if I drive west, I'm going to eventually get to the West Coast. Now, wouldn't it be smarter, though, if I mapped out the route, which saved me a bunch of driving I don't need and figuring that I don't have to calculate when you know the way to go? You know, if you know you want to cut cross on the 20 or you want to cut cross on the 70, or you want to cut cross on the 10. You know, you got to devise a route. Now, if I want to go visit some people I know, then I know I need to go down. You know, I might go through Ohio, come down on the 80, then get on 71 and take that all the way down to the 10 and then ride across. Or I might take it to the 20, cut through Texas, and then let it link back up on the 10. I know a lot of different ways. But guess what? The best way is to map it out. You can go anywhere, but if you go with a map, it's more precise. You save yourself a lot of time. And that's what prayer has taught me, that if I continuously pray, that I stay in a prepared mode. I have more idea of where I'm going. I'm more secure with my route. If you just take off driving, heading west, yeah, you'll eventually get to the West Coast if you out east. But guess what, though? Had you mapped it out, you can see when you veering off. You may stop, come out, and not be paying attention. Next thing you know, you're on a route, and you going another way. You going north when you could easily still be going west. You've got to constantly be aware of that. And I'm just pointing that out to you because I know that on your journey, a lot of times you get sidetracked. And part of the ways we get sidetracked is we lose out on that very, the very beneficial resource of prayer. We lose out. Our connection with God gets strained. The thicker you can keep the cord connected to God, if you thin out your communication with God, and instead of having a big, thick cable, now you're dealing with a little thread. You know, a cable is stronger than thread. And so it just decreases your opportunity. And so, you know, I wanted to just make you aware of that. And, you know, to ever be encouraging to say to everybody out there, and just keep your head up. It is going to be dark days for you. There are going to be situations where it's going to be daunting and hard to face. But man, oh man, oh man, everybody has to face these challenges. Everybody get dark sometimes. You know, look, if you didn't lose, you wouldn't even appreciate winning. Because if it all went your way all the time, do you know how complacent and content and how easy life would be if it just went your way all the time? So when it kept going your way, you wouldn't even appreciate it, because guess what? It's been going this way the whole time. So what life does is it has its checks and balances. These hard times are coming, and you need the hard times to appreciate the good times. You need the clouds, and you need the rain to appreciate the sun and the flowers. It's just when it comes to prayer, though, just stay prayed up. Stay constant with it, because the challenges of life are coming, whether you prayed up or not. They're coming. Understand that. You could pray every day, all day. When you get through praying every day, all day, something going to happen to you that's going to be challenging. Now, I would rather have been in communication with God on a regular than wait to every time something pop off to have to go to and reintroduce myself. Okay? I was over a little around the board with it today, but that's how it came to me. So there it is. I ain't mad at it. Y'all have a great day. We're going to have a good one today. Let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time has come. Another day, another opportunity, another moment in time. All presented, produced, manufactured by the Almighty. God himself, man, oh man, oh man, what a God, what a mighty God. He can do what only he can do, and nobody else can do it. That's just a fact, and it wasn't really profound or nothing like that. That was just a fact. Just felt like saying it today. Please believe that, because that's how I work. I'm grateful today, y'all. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mississippi Monica Jr., the legend that is Nephew Tommy. Jr., I'm going to start with you today. You look like it's all right today, but what's going on?
No, Unc, everything good. Unc, man, I just want to talk to you about perseverance, Unc. Uh-huh. You know, people try to talk you out your dream, your goal, and, you know, you always have people that always say, man, you know, that ain't working out for you. You look like you stuck or something, you know, all that. But you've learned how to persevere through everything.
Well, yeah, because look, you're supposed to look like you stuck sometimes. Mm-hmm. And you know why you're going to look like that? Because sometimes you're going to be stuck. Sometimes it's not going to go right. Sometimes it look like you ain't going to win. There are times you will get knocked down. There are times they will start counting you out. There will times, let me tell you something. There will be times they will count you out. Oh, all this is true. I'm going to tell you something else. That's going to be a couple times in life where you are going to get knocked out. Mm. But it's in your best interest. It is in the stars for you. It is in a fact and a promise from God. He will never, ever leave you. No matter what happens, he will never, ever forsake you. Never. Mm. He never walks away from you. We walk away from him, but he is always there. So if you can muster up the strength, if you can get any type of faith, small amount of faith, mustard seed faith, the smallest of all seeds, if you could just get a little bit of I think I can, if you could just muster up I hope I can, and then you could even say this, I don't think I can, but Lord, I know you can. Mm. That'll do it. That's all you need to do. And all you got to do is hang on. It's called perseverance. And everybody has it in them, but it is a practiced characteristic. Because whatever you practice, that's what you get good at. See, there are people that you know who got real good at quitting. There are people you know who have gotten really, really good at giving up. It is up to you. Whatever side of your life you water the most is the side that flourishes and grows the most. If the grass looks greener on the other side, it's probably because you've been watering the other side. You got to water the right side. So if you want to learn how to persevere, start practicing today. Get up. Tell him, thank you, Heavenly Father. I need you. I don't know what to do. Yeah. That's how I feel about it.
Amen. All right. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we're going to church with church complaints right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for church complaints with Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam.
We gavel in this most auspicious way.
Preach.
We pontificate.
Yeah.
The Most High. We gloriously wonderment of all degrity for this time of iniquity.
Get out of my.
We promiscuity.
Whoa.
And we lead ourselves down the path of righteousness and vulgarity.
What? No way.
Knowing that our bylaws
what?
Of trigonometry
ooh,
roll off our tongues in a butterscotch to cool way. Let us prepare ourselves.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. For church complaints. Come on, Jesus.
That boy, he know how to bring the word.
Does he?
It got him. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He can bring it back. He know how to bring it. All right, Pastor. Brother Lawrence Bailey is down on his luck. He lost his job and his home. He's been sleeping in the basement at the funeral home. He said he got up to go to the bathroom the other night, and one of the bodies popped up on the table. And then went back down. Scared him so much, he tore the whole basement up trying to get out of there. I said all that to say 8 of the bodies won't be able to be viewed at their funerals. Lawrence want to know, can he stay here at the church because they didn't put him out of the funeral home?
Well, two things we've learned from this here.
Okay.
Yeah.
You said he was on his way to the bathroom and the body popped up. Fact number one, he no longer had to go to the bathroom.
That's A.
And then number two, you ain't staying here. Those two things have become evidentially clear.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. I will let him know. Now, this one is a little unusual, Pastor. We got word from purgatory. You know, that's between heaven and hell. We got a call from them that OJ arrived last week. He's telling them he wants to stay there. And he's talking to all of the white women he see and asking where is the nearest golf course. Long story short, Pastor, OJ is cutting up there. So purgatory is asking how to handle him. Looks like he's going to be there for a while.
Well, yeah, I feel that this is too soon.
Oh. Timing is everything.
I'm sorry.
No, has there been a funeral yet?
Cremation, Pastor.
Oh, well, maybe they was practicing.
You know what? Move on.
Deacon. Too soon, but he jumped on that with me. Hey, he wrote it with
well,
me.
Well, if it's deacon. Too soon, I can't let my deacon be too soon by himself.
Next. Okay. Next complaint, Deacon.
Thank you. All right.
Ahead, Deacon. So
let me see him. Brother Philip. I'm sorry. I know, Pastor. Brother Philip Jernigan, as you know, has been married to Patricia Jernigan for over 25 years, but he's been out of work since COVID. Well, he got paid to sleep with a rich lady to feed his family. Now, Pastor, did Philip cheat or did he go to work? Patricia wants to know.
We would go out on a, and for the sake of the type of counseling I do, I would have to say that he went to work.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Thank you so much. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I thought.
And the reason I know he went to work is because he done been back over there 14 times.
Overtime.
Oh, Lord. So, you must realize that things work out in a mysterious way.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Well, so he fed his family. They eating.
They call that a pun, you see. Yeah, that's a pun. Putting in work. What him putting in work. Know that what it was, that what it is. Go ahead, Deacon.
All right, here. Let's see. Brother Maurice asked me a question that I couldn't give him an answer to. He said, if he didn't make it into heaven, can he get his money back, all the tithes he done paid? And I just didn't know what to tell him.
No.
Well, there will be no need for money in the afterlife. So, yeah, you can take it down there with you and it burn up with you. See, Brother Maurice, you was asking a question that has no real value or meaning.
Come on here now.
That is the reason you go on to hell in the first place, because you have placed a value, a monetary value, on being a Christian and a man of God.
Yeah.
You're going to wind yourself up in hell because done messed around and wanted to take your money with you. As a matter of fact, I know you must be in hell because you didn't pay your tithes half the time. No way. Set up in here, I ripped open your tithe envelope one time and it had $42 in there. You know good and well you was making more than $420 a week. I saw your checks because I paid you half the time. You want to take that to hell with you? Go head on. Hell is waiting on you and your 4.5%. I did the math. I did the calculations.
Come on, Pastor.
Right. Oh, Lord.
Thank you, Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam, for those church complaints. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with our Chief Love Officer.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, 50 Cent opened the G-Unit Studios in Shreveport, Louisiana, and expects to boost the local economy with jobs. Dancehall icon Elephant Man breaks Nick Cannon's record with 38 children. Oh, Lord. And Glorilla. Yeah, rapper Glorilla got arrested for DUI, and she asked the officers, "Do you know who I am?" That's all at the top of the hour. We'll talk about it then. Right now, it's time for Ask the CLO. This is from Trell in Sandy Springs. Trell writes, "My husband loves a freezing cold home, and I prefer it to be around 75 degrees so that the kids and I are comfortable. He said he's turning our garage into his man cave. Is he unwilling to cooperate because he really wants his own space?"
Well, lady, your house is not going to be freezing because now you can let the man cave freeze. I mean, what difference do it make? I mean, that question has no merit to it. The man want a man cave. Now, you could let him have a man cave, as you should. Mm-hmm. Just let the man have
every
a space.
Man should have one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. A little corner in the house that belonged to him, where the kids is off limits to. And let him have that, and then he can make that whatever temperature he wants.
Yeah.
He can make an icebox, Betty. She wants what, Shirley?
Yeah, her problem is she doesn't want him to, like, just be out in the man cave all the time,
well,
you know, and
that.
All of that, and not spend time in the house.
He don't want to be in there with y'all all the time.
that's it.
That's what the man cave is for.
And that's what she's asking, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and he needs that, as do most men. Just like women need some me time, too. Quiet as it's kept, men need it, too, because men don't have the same outlets y'all have. Y'all have group therapy with each other. Y'all rally around each other. We don't. Let that man have some time to himself. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
But I tell you what we are going to do, though. We're going to cut this damn heat back up, though. That's what we're going to do.
Cold, yes. All right. Moving on to Fallon in Oakland. Fallon says, "I've been married 6 years, and my husband has a 2-year-old daughter by his coworker. It all happened after I allowed a threesome with this woman. Every time I get angry about the child, he says it's my fault. How can this baby be all my fault?" Wow.
Well,
wow.
You allowed the threesome.
Wow.
It was cool. Now, see, you can't get mad at the results of the threesome when you was cool with it. Y'all was in there.
Yeah.
Y'all saw what y'all was doing. Ain't nobody tearing nothing off with the corner of their mouth. Nobody. Nobody. You ain't see nobody taking a little corner, tearing a little pack. You ain't nobody. Nobody. You was in there.
Goodness.
Yeah, he just up in here just, you know, as
so
himself.
So they all take care of the kid now? What?
Well, that's y'all, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody was in there.
Yeah,
crazy.
The threesome is a quadruple.
A foursome.
The youngest one don't do nothing except break it up.
This is really crazy. They all have to share custody. Okay, moving on to Aaron in Columbus. Aaron writes, "I had a gig and I told my wife I was playing at a club downtown. I had the wrong address and I ended up at a club by my house. My wife came in with one of our neighbors and she was surprised to see me. Why would she sneak out like that?" Uh-oh, wifey.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Things happen. Yeah, you got a gig. Your wife went out, dog. Hey, dog. Wasn't you going out?
Well, he was working.
He was making money.
She was, too.
To take care of the family.
So you need to find out what your wife doing on Saturday.
With the neighbor.
I mean, you know, we all, you know, went out. You know, my husband went out. It's, dog, I know she was surprised, but it's cool. That's life, man. Don't worry about that.
What? Don't worry about it.
Bro, why would she sneak out like that? She ain't got to ask you, can she go somewhere?
Why didn't she just go see her husband? Why don't she go see her husband at the other gig?
You know he can't sing.
He must not be good.
He can't sing. Might as well go see that ragged ass band. He been hearing that mess in the garage all that time. Not finna go down here and see y'all. Let them go out, girl. Let's go somewhere and help. She was going out to have a girl's night out. Walked in and you was there. Oh my God, he's here.
See Bill from Walter.
She don't want to see you. Singing them badass covers for all them songs.
What was he singing, Steve?
Singing?
Come on. I'm your mama. I'm your daddy. I'm that in the alley. I'm your doctor when you need some coke, want some weed. You what? Know me. I'm your friend. Push your man to the end. I'm your pusher man.
He's singing Curtis Mayfield.
Yeah, it sounds Curtis like the Mayfield. Superfly.
Yeah, that's what his old ass group in there doing. Then they next song, they trying to rap.
Uh-huh. Just Luther.
In New York. Concrete jungle Jesus. Tomato. They just all over the place. One of them damn bands.
Jay-Z and Alicia Keys.
Yeah, just some Luther.
Do dope 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 do. Doing his good. Own damn version. Do 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 do.
But that's him. That's not even
that's
an instrument.
Him covering it.
No, no, that's him. Do do boo do ba 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 do do ba 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 ba.
Well, he really changed it, didn't he? All right. All right, last boo. One, Steve.
This, yeah, man, come on.
She probably left his wife. All right, this one's from last one, Jessica in the DMV. Jessica says, I rejected a guy that wanted to date me, but I messed up and had sex with him first. He told my brother that I'm easy and he didn't really want to sleep with me. My brother got angry with me and with me instead of the guy. Why didn't he defend me?
Defend you?
Mm-hmm.
Defend you.
Defend her honor. What to do. His sister.
Why don't you defend your honor? Hell, if you act like you ain't got no honor, you want everybody to come to the rescue and save you from something you wasn't willing to defend my honor when you walk around acting like you ain't got none. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he mad at you because, damn, now he out here got my sister thinking my sister just tricky. And he said, man, I wanted to date you, man, but she slept with me, man. I'm just like, wow, bro. I was really serious.
Well, isn't that the ultimate goal, though? It's not so easy with it, huh?
There are men who really want to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
And, but if you're giving it up, he's sitting up here going, damn, that was easy.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty fast.
He kissing and telling that girl, brother, her hubby.
He told because she rejected
him. Oh, they weren't just
rejected.
His ego.
Yeah.
Well, he was wrong for telling it. I don't know what kind of relationship he got with the brother, though. I really don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
He's whack.
Yeah. All right, CLO. Thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
$0.50 has yet another big business venture. Last week, he officially opened his G-Unit Studios in Shreveport, Louisiana. The ribbon cutting was on Thursday, and 50 Cent said he plans to expand G-Unit Television and Film, and he chose Shreveport to boost the local economy with job opportunities. Shreveport's mayor spoke about this huge milestone for the city and that he hopes that the G-Unit Studio will usher in the next generation of creatives. So congratulations. That's wonderful news.
That's big for Shreveport.
Yeah, 50.
That's real big.
Thank you, 50.
Mm-hmm. That's big.
Bringing
jobs.
That's
some work right there, baby. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me one time, because we taped Family Feud at Tyler Perry Studios. Somebody asked me in the audience the other day, Steve, why don't you open up a studio? I said, man, that's not even in my scope. That's not even what I do. Yeah, but why don't you open up one? Bruh, that's not what I do.
Mm-hmm. Why don't they open?
You know, stay in your lane. You're bruh, staying in your lane.
Yeah,
I'm busy really just trying to do what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah. Right.
Really, I'm a little bit tied up.
Yeah,
with just trying to do what I'm doing.
Yeah, you got a lot going on.
Did he all not that see looking you over there across the street? Want to do that too? No, that ain't what I do, man. I ain't even my thought process.
He didn't see you doing what you do right then, huh? He's at Family Feud. You was doing it.
Yeah.
You was working. You were at work. Tough. I'm doing it.
Seems like many shows you had your own studio. Yeah. I ain't got no shows to have no own damn
studio. But the tone was
that was shade.
It shade
yeah,
with
that was
it
shade.
As well? Uh-huh. That was a little shade.
That was shade. All right, moving on. Nick Cannon may have shocked us all by fathering 12 children. Well, that's nothing compared to Jamaican dancehall performer Elephant Man. Elephant Man has revealed that he has 38 kids. 38 kids. And he started being a father when he was 17 years old. Much of the Instagram live video was done in his native language, but he essentially said, and this is a part that I want you guys to really pay close attention to. He essentially said that he might be ugly and all of that, but the girls love him. He also said he doesn't use condoms, so having more kids is always a possibility. Of course, he caught a lot of backlash for his carelessness and not using protection and for not being able to be a great father to 38 children. What?
They must call him Elephant for something.
Yeah. Them songs must be good. Them songs must be really good. I'm telling you, them dance hall songs are outstanding.
It ain't the song.
It ain't the song.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
It's the trunk.
Elephant Man.
Yeah.
I don't use condoms.
Look, this is crazy.
Really sad. Right.
That's well, so let me stupid. Tell you something. You so fortunate you still here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And these babies, come on. 38
think
children?
Bringing babies in the world is just so easy yeah. to do. This is neglect. You can't yeah. be a good father to 38 children.
Hell no.
That's really, disgusting. Really hard, man.
Yes.
That's really hard.
You see how Nick travels
all it's hard having one child.
Hello.
Being there,
yes.
Taking them to all the events, being there, showing up for them. You know, man.
It's yeah. hard raising children. You're trying to raise them to be productive and winners. Yeah. That's yep. what you're trying to yeah. do.
You're responsible for human life.
Three. Yeah. Man, I got my work cut out.
It's all right. Yeah. Dude, stop. At 38.
Okay. Oh, he going to 40. Y'all can get at him.
He going to round up.
He wants to round
he
up.
He
going to
hit 40. He think that's something to do right there.
All right.
That's terrible.
We're moving on now. Rapper Glorilla, whose government name is Glorilla Hallelujah Woods. Okay. Gloria Hallerilla. Hallerilla.
Hallerilla.
Gloria Hallelujah. I'm trying to get
girl,
that
her
out.
Name Gloria. What Gloria, you call that first?
I called her something.
Ooh,
Gloria
Hallerilla.
Do I? Let me start that over. Her name is Glorilla as a rapper, but her government name is Gloria Hallelujah Woods.
Okay.
She was arrested in a suburb outside of Atlanta recently after she made a U-turn at a red light around 4 a.m. Gwinnett County Police Department released the body cam footage of Glo telling Gwinnett County police officers that she was not drunk. Glo admitted to having two registered guns and some marijuana, but, quote, not enough to be taken to jail. A field sobriety test was done, and Glo's right breast popped out of her bikini top, so a female officer helped fix her clothes. Glo asked the officers if she looked cute on camera right after she was put into the police car, and then asked, but you don't know who I am? I'm on your TV. The officers didn't know, or they didn't seem to care. Glorilla was charged with DUI, open container, and failure to obey a traffic control device. She was released on bond. So here's the question. Steve, you're very, very famous. Have you ever been in a situation, in a bad situation, and asked, do you know who I am? Mm-hmm. I'm going to say no. You haven't.
No.
No, because when I was getting arrested, they didn't really give a damn who I was.
Well, you weren't famous, though, back then, huh?
No, hell no.
So it wouldn't
I had an alias, though, so I was trying to hope.
Okay, talking too much now.
What? What? You can't say such things.
Yeah. I was really hoping
we know
they
who you
didn't
are
know
now.
Who I was.
That was the goal.
Really, Lord have mercy. You sure you got the right one, sir? Do you see a Dan Woods on anywhere?
Dan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. Coming up after 20 minutes. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, Trump's hush money trial is starting today, and he bashed the presiding judge on social media over the weekend. We'll talk about all of this right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
So opening arguments in Donald Trump's hush money trial began today after Trump's legal team attempted to unsuccessfully delay the trial once again. On Saturday, Trump to Truth Social to he took to Truth Social to blast the judge in the case. He wrote, "This scam rush trial taking place in a 95% Democrat area is a planned and coordinated witch hunt. It is being presided over by possibly the most conflicted judge in judicial history, who must be removed from this hoax immediately." But the jury has been selected, and the hush money trial is slated to begin this morning as planned. So nice try, Trump. Nice try.
Anything, you know, I just don't understand how we sitting up in here. Here is a man who has 91 indictments.
Yeah, a president.
And is on the ballot to run for president. Mm-hmm. If anyone else that I have ever known or heard of had any indictments, they would not be even considered for the presidency. This Absolutely. Is a complete and total testament to the condition of the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. That you, with your grand conservative values, cannot even find a decent enough human being to carry out and represent your values. I don't mind that you have those values, but it has been on me that this is the only person that you can find to carry your values forward, and you think he's good for the United States. You are out of your mind. You all don't even know what he did last time, man. Y'all don't even know.
And this is a trial for something else besides the election. This is a hush
money. Oh, we got some more trials.
That's what I'm saying. The caseload is heavy.
And he keeps saying, I should be out campaigning. I should be out campaigning. That's what Trump
really,
is saying.
Yeah. Really, you should be out of the campaign.
Right.
Period.
Just as a person, man, you should be out of the campaign. But
yeah,
here we are. This is the United States of America.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, the greatest country in the world. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The one that has the highest incarceration rate mm-hmm. of anybody in the world. This one right here. The mm-hmm. country that uses the most recreational drugs. This one right here. Huh. This country who is not leading the world in education. This one right here.
Sad.
Yeah. And, Steve, on Friday, this was a disturbing display caught on camera. It was an alleged conspiracy theorist. Anyway, he has died after he doused himself with gasoline and set himself on fire. This was just outside of the Manhattan Criminal Courthouse. This was while the jury was being selected for the trial inside the courthouse. Prior to the incident. Yeah, this was horrible. Horrible.
You did this to yourself? I don't know what to say about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The devil busy. He showed tricked you, partner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Set myself on fire.
So sorry to hear that. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, she is here, the one and only. You here, Sister Odell.
I was hoping I was free.
You are.
To set a law when I'm free. Freedom. Yes, Lord. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Sister Odell.
Good morning, Sister
Odell. Well, let's just get to it. What's going on today?
Well, Sister Odell, I'm glad you're here because according to the Guinness Book of World Records, the crown for the oldest man in the world goes to 111-year-old John Alfred Tenniswood. He currently lives in a nursing home in Northwest England, and he said living to be 111 years old is just pure luck. He said he's never smoked, he rarely drank alcohol, and he never was on any special diets. So I wanted to ask you, Sister Odell, did you know him, first of all? Did you know
him? First of all, that's not true. My daddy lived longer than that. My daddy was 138 when he passed.
Really? A whopping 138?
That's a biblical age.
138. and he worked out in the fields.
Yes, ma'am.
And he ate raw corn. He smoked corn, and he ate poke.
Mm-hmm. Wow! And he still lived to be 138.
Yes, because there wasn't nothing in that food back then. You know, wasn't no preservatives and things like that, and all that. You know, antibiotics,
hormones.
You know, and things like that. And hominy. All that wasn't in the food back then. So he didn't even live. But I don't know who this man name is now.
His name is John Alfred Tenniswood.
Oh, he black.
He lives in Northwest England, so I'm going to say no, he's not black.
Oh, well, that's fake
not
news.
That
Fake news?
Yeah, you know, so? White people don't live that long, you know. You know, they always lying. They always try to act like they trying to get a title.
He was white, Sister Odell.
You know, he don't live, you know, he's a good-looking man, and congratulations, however old he is, but you know.
Mm-hmm. So what are
why he probably been rich, you know, people took care of him, serving, and you know, you live 111 years old, you ain't got to go out there and cut the grass, you ain't got to go to work nowhere. Yeah, you gonna sit your ass around for 111 years. I believe that.
So do you have any suggestions, you know,
for what?
On how to live longer, stay healthy, all of that, because you're strong.
Stay out of trouble, don't listen to rap music.
What does that have to do with it?
Well, you know, you listen to rap music, that'll get a cap busted in you.
Chris Brown.
Tell you right now, they're out here, they leaving here too fast because he in here acting out these words. Yeah. So the way, if I was young today, stop listening to rap music. Stay away from, you know, you could try some weed or something, but you need to stay away from all that stuff they make in the backyard anything you buy at a trailer home, don't use it.
What about your diet? Fentanyl,
fentanyl, methanol, stay away from all that.
He's living a long, healthy life.
All that. You try some weed, I guess, you know, because I got a couple of friends of mine that's on it for medical reasons, you know.
On it?
Oh,
on it.
Glaucoma.
They use it. You're more than glaucoma.
But what else? What else?
Like, if you want to get your weight up when you're old and you need to get your weight up.
Yes, ma'am.
Smoke reefers.
Reefers.
What does that do? Give me the munchies?
The munchies and then you gain weight. That's what they're doing down there.
Okay.
They have weed night down at the retirement center now.
Is that legal? Is that legal?
What? They got this man come through, call himself Plug. Plug come through there and on weed night sells it to all the people.
Call the edibles.
You don't partake.
Everybody down there got credit with him. He keeps up with it.
Yeah.
But he said he's going to have to stop credit because he done came through there too many times to collect and they had passed.
Coming up next, the nephew and the prank phone call for today right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, she's going to push me to do it. Okay? Mm. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about in just a few. Because right now, it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
Well, it's Monday. Let me try to be as stupid as I can. Yeah, I'm gonna try.
Monday
to make
makes
sure.
a difference now.
Monday, you got to take your.
Okay.
It does.
You got to
take
though,
your stupid up high when you doing a Monday. You can't come in there with no Wednesday stupid. Monday stupid got to jump off. You gotta know what you're talking about. Let's see. This right here, Jezebel spirit. Jezebel spirit. We going back to the church, y'all. Jezebel spirit. Cat dog, if you could.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Sister Alicia.
Thank you.
All right. You may not know my voice, but I'm sure you probably know me if you saw me. But I'm Brother Greg at the church.
Okay. All right. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm sorry to disturb your evening. I wanted to reach out to you. The workers at the church, we had a meeting.
Okay.
A lot of the deacons and the sisters at the church had a meeting, and I wanted to give you a call. Now, Melanie, that's your sister, right?
Yeah, that's my sister. That's my baby sister.
Okay. All right. Well, now we got a bit of a problem, but they felt that it would be best for me to call you and discuss it with you and let you know what what they have agreed upon. I'm just basically the messenger, and I'm just calling you to give you the word of what's going on.
Okay. Brother Greg, right?
Yeah, Brother Greg. Greg.
Okay. Your wife is in the choir, right?
Yeah.
Light skin. Okay. I know you. I think I know you. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. Like I said, Sister Alicia, what the officials of the church are saying is that they're saying that they have reason to believe that your sister has been having an affair with Pastor and.
My sister?
Your sister Melanie. And they saying she's having had an affair with Pastor. Now, like I said, I'm just the messenger.
Okay, so why are y'all calling me about something Melanie doing?
Well,
what does that have to do with me?
The officials had a meeting, and what they're saying is this is nothing but a Jezebel spirit. And what they
wait a minute, you're being rude now. Come on. And
well,
I'm not going to say the sister. Okay, I'm going to hear you out now.
Hear me out now. They're saying that this is a Jezebel spirit, and they would rather all of the family not be welcome at the church anymore.
Okay. First of all, why are you delivering a message to me about my sister? If I have a problem with my sister, seems like you would be calling my sister. Now, we're two separate people, so why are you calling me about my sister, about a rumor, and now you're saying y'all don't want me in the church? Is that what you're saying, brother?
They're saying for the entire family. So if you got some brothers, sisters, aunties, they won't, because evidently all of the ladies in the Thompson family must have some type of Jezebel spirit in them.
Wait a minute now. Like I said, be mindful who you're speaking to, calling somebody a Jezebel. What you can't do is call somebody and accuse somebody and then call them a derogatory word, talking about somebody a Jezebel. And a Jezebel. Now you're being rude, sir.
Well, it's a Jezebel spirit, is what they were saying.
Okay. That's got to be the most asinine, foolish mess I have ever heard in my life. Who does that? Who are you to call me? Don't ask me no like that. You calling me all like some hood like who the hell calls somebody they got a Jezebel spirit? That's like calling somebody a kid. Somebody you got a badass kid. Does your mama have a Jezebel spirit?
Wait a minute.
Your mama, does your red lipstick wearing white out of Jezebel spirit?
I'm asking you.
And whoop your ass. That's what's gonna happen. You gonna mess around and get your ass whooped and get drugged through the damn pool pit around with the top.
Well, as of right now, the family can't come to the church.
You think we want to be around a church that got people constantly asking me, "How's your damn? Do I have a Jezebel spirit?"
Never answered the question. Do you have one?
I might have a Rahab spirit. Now, you know she was a good in the Bible. Now, I've been a member of this damn church for the last 8 years. I don't pay plenty of tithes at this damn church. And if Pastor has a problem with me, you tell Pastor I have a problem with me.
Sister Alicia. Let me say this and then I'm going to be
through. Go ahead. First of all, before you say another damn word to me, you need to apologize and speak to me like you got some respect.
Okay. Can I say this?
Go ahead.
I apologize because this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, and you just got pranked by your sister, Melanie.
I'm going to kick y'all ass. Hey, the hell? I am the... That was a
you
good...
all right?
That was a good one.
Y'all
got me. Ooh, I can't wait to talk to Melanie ass today. Ooh.
I don't know who the lady is in the choir with the red lipstick on, but I have no earthly idea. All right, no Jezebel spirits, none of that. We all right?
Maybe a Rahab, like I said, maybe a Rahab, because, you know, there was more than one Bible, and she did good work for the kingdom, because, you know, I was good worker for the kingdom. Now, I said, wait a minute, I ain't been a long time now. Wait till you don't went too far.
Oh, God, I love church people. I love church people. Hey, let me ask you something. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
And there you have it. There you have it.
And you played too much.
Jezebel. Yes, Jezebel that, right, that was Jezebel spirit. Let me say this. Baltimore, did we do the doggone thing? We did that thing. Oh, my God. Huh? What? Oh, if I could have bought a ticket to see me, I'd have been right there in the audience. I ain't know. It was just,
on
what?
The front row. On the front
about your
row.
Own front self row. Ticket. About your what? Own self ticket.
Straight ignorant, straight stupid. Next stop, Los Angeles, California, the YouTube Theater, Let There Be Laughs, hosted by yours truly. We got Kev on stage. We got Tony Baker. We got LaBelle Crawford, my main man, J.J. Williamson, and we got the legendary Fred Hammond in the building with the band. Oh, my God. So we're going to have some fun. This is a clean comedy show. So Los Angeles, this is part of the Netflix Is a Joke Festival, Sunday night, May 5th at the YouTube Theater. Tickets are on sale right now, all right? And then laying in the cut, Mother's Day weekend, and evening with Nephew Tommy. That is May 10th and 11th.
West Palm Beach, Florida. The nephew is coming to town Mother's Day weekend. It is in the Rinker Playhouse at the Kravis Center. Don't it sound classic? Mm-hmm. Oh, dear. Absolutely ravishing, I might add. It is at the Rinker Playhouse at the Kravis Theater. It is an evening with nephew Tommy. You must come out and see. May 10th and 11th. Tickets are on sale right now. West Palm Beach will never be the same.
Hold your pinky up.
Absolutely ravishing. We must meet at the club. We should. Oh, dear.
We're biffy now. All right, nephew. Congratulations on that, and thank you. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. The subject is, she's going to push me to do it. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Okay. Thank you, nephew. Subject: she was going to push me to do it. She's going to push me to do it. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm divorced, and my ex-husband and I are great at co-parenting. My son is 14 and my daughter is 10, so she prefers to stay with me, and my son prefers to stay with his dad. After we had been divorced 7 months, I got a mommy makeover, and my ex came and stayed a few nights to help me with the kids. He also drove me to my doctor's appointments, and we worked on becoming friends again. 10 years after our divorce, we started having sex again.
10 months
after our divorce, we started having sex again. Then I found out he had a girlfriend, and I asked him about it, and he admitted that he was in love with a new chick. I met the woman, and she told me they were getting married. She was gloating, but I congratulated them, and I decided to cut off the sex with my ex. He begged and pleaded to make love to me again, so I gave in to him about 3 months ago. The lovemaking is better than when we were married, and I found myself falling in love with him again. But all of a sudden, his wife started irritating me like she's never irritated me before. Her intuition must have kicked in, and she started checking my ex's phone and checking my Instagram page all the time. She started posting selfies with my ex with the hashtags muffin and love bug. What really made me mad was her telling my kids that when she met their dad and he was sad and miserable, that he was sad and miserable from being married to me. She's going to push me to tell her what her husband and I are doing while she thinks he's at work. I've cut off the sex with him once again because I can't deal with the drama. He told me he will make his wife apologize to our children. If she doesn't apologize, should I tell her everything? Would my ex consider coming back to me, or would he be upset? All right. He would be upset. No question. But my question is to you, you want him back after he told you he's in love with the new girl? No, he's not for you anymore. He's with her. And she told you that they're getting married. He's not only he's only having sex with you. He hasn't asked you to get back together with him, has he? No. He was just begging you to have sex with him. You never told us why you guys got divorced in the first place, but he seems to be fine with it and what he's got going on now with his new boo. She made you mad by telling the kids you were making their dad sad and miserable, so your ex said he would make his wife apologize to the children. So are they married now or what? But either way, if they're married or just together for now, let him go. Please let him go. He has obviously moved on. Like I said, he's with her, but he does miss having sex with you. But face it, that's all it is. Okay, that is all it is. I'm glad you stopped having sex with him. Now maybe you can move on with your new mommy makeover and start your own life, your own new life. Okay, Steve?
Why do women have to have a man tell you they don't want you twice?
I don't know, Steve. I don't know.
You all got a divorce. That's as big a I don't want you as you can get. Here's some papers. Sign these, please. However you all got divorced, you all both divorced. You had two kids. I know why you got divorced. It's obvious to me. Shirley said you never mentioned why you got divorced, and you didn't. You didn't mention it. But it's obvious to me why you got the divorce. I will share that with you in just a moment.
Okay.
You got the divorce. You decided to get yourself a mommy makeover. He came over and stayed a few nights to help you with the kids. Obviously, you had a total package. You did something to your breasts, your chin, your stomach, your butt, your thighs, your throat.
BBL?
Your neck, your face, your jaws, your breasts,
what?
The back of your arms, under your arms, your back fat, them chicken wings.
I want all that.
Jowls, tummy tuck, liposuction,
okay.
And booty. All right, so now
everything but her hands and her feet sounds like from you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you was pretty sure you was so. So yeah. You was so. So he had to come over because you couldn't move. They were getting you sick of the soup and stuff. Your kids ain't know who you was.
None of that's in the letter.
All that's in there to me. That's why I had to come over there because the kids were scared. Daddy, who didn't let it came in? Come on, yeah, I'm out here. She wrapped up like a mummy. We can't even see her. She crying and stuff. We got to go get her stuff. She can't use the bathroom. We washing her. We all like this. Daddy, let me come over there and help y'all. And so 10 months after our divorce and the mommy makeover, we started having sex again. Then I found out he had a girlfriend. I asked him about it, and he admitted that he was in love with a new chick. I met the woman, and she told me they were getting married. She was gloating. I congratulated them and decided to cut the sex off with the ex. Begged and pleaded with me to make love again. You gave in about 3 months ago to love making us better than when we were married. I found myself falling in love with him again. But all of a sudden, his wife started irritating me like she never, her intuition kicked in. She started checking my ex's phone and checking my Instagram pages. She started posting selfies of my ex.
Hang on, Steve.
You got that? Now, when we come back, I'll tell you why they got the divorce.
All right.
And why they got
it. All right, coming up, we'll have part two of Steve's response to today's Strawberry Letter. She's going to push me to do it. That's coming up at 23 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, she's going to push me to do it.
Well, she's going to push her to do it because she had a divorce from her husband. Then she decided to get a mommy makeover. And then a man came over there to help out because she had a total makeover. We went over that with everything that was wrong with her. She got her eyes lifted, facelift. She got her jaws done. She got that hamburger pack. Them hot dogs took off the back of her neck. She had her throat done.
Really?
She had her breast done. She had her neck done. She had them flaps up under her arms done, the chicken wings. them kites, the back of her arm had done. Then she got her breast done. Then she had liposuction. Then she had tummy tuck.
She got
then
her waist snatched.
Then she took the biscuit back off her back where the altar
biscuit
was.
Back.
Biscuit back. You know how you wear a halter and it look like somebody opened up a can of biscuits. Back there. You know where you put the spoon on that seam and it opened like that. Took
anyway.
That biscuit back off.
Yeah.
Then she had a butt reduction. Then she had a BBL. Then she had that. Then she had her thighs done. She had thigh reduction and all like this right here. And she had a knee lift so you could see her kneecaps.
A knee lift?
She did all
that
right here. Yeah. She did the whole thing. Because, you know, sometimes your knees start disappearing. Mm-hmm. And so she had to move back so she could look like she had knees. Because some people get old and just look like a leg. You don't see
are,
that.
Are
anyway,
you gonna just
she had all that done.
Throughout the letter.
And then,
Jesus.
10 months after the divorce, and she got healed and everything, she got fine. So they started having sex again. And then it, then you found out he had a new chick, and he told you, yeah, I'm in love with this new woman right here. But you kept having sex with him. And then you met the woman, and she was gloating, talking about they was going to get married. Mm-hmm. And then he started, she started showing up, following you on Instagram because her intuition kicked in and started following y'all. Then she started posting selfies online with the hashtag Muffin and Love Bug.
Muffin.
And then what really made the letter writer mad was her telling my kids that when she met their dad, he was sad and miserable from being married to me. Oh, see, this heifer wrong right
here.
Yeah,
that wasn't cool.
She is going to push me to tell her what her husband and I are doing while she thinks he's at work. Uh-oh. Now, I've cut off the sex with him once again because I can't deal with the drama. He told me he will make his wife apologize to our children, which he won't. If she doesn't apologize, should I tell her everything? Would my ex consider coming back to me, or would he be upset? Mm. Now, let's talk about something. She did not say in this letter why they got a divorce.
No.
But I know exactly why they got a divorce.
Okay. Why?
Why?
Because she had needed this mommy makeover.
I knew it. Oh, my God.
And he left.
I went down the long list of everything that was wrong, and he just decided he wasn't finna live with her ass. You need too much damn work for me to stay here. That is what caused the divorce. Because after divorce and she got the mommy makeover and she got healed, he right back on her.
I'm so mad at you right now.
So ain't no need to get mad at me. Now we know what the divorce was for. And
she
even
did not
the lady,
say that.
Yes, she did, Shirley. She said it in the letter, and I can prove it. She said, we went back to having sex, and she said that the sex is better than ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, she moved all that stuff out the way. See, with a whole lot of stuff in the way, when you're trying to have good sex and you got all this stuff in the way, jowls in the way, your throat in the way, back all in the way, your underarms all in the way, tummy tuck. You need a BBL. You need a, you ain't got no, you got that biscuit back. You got to get too much. You know, you done took your clothes off and just spread all out in the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what happened to the marriage. Now, let's get down to the bottom question.
Okay.
Now,
come on.
Since she gloating and throwing this in your face, she gonna push you to do it, to tell her what her husband has done.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if that's gonna do you any good, because I want you to know something. He's not coming back.
No, he's not. He's done.
Because now you second. And you don't mind being second.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's got a girlfriend, told you that, and you started having sex with him anyway. Now, you're falling in love with him, but he ain't no more in love with you.
Mm-hmm. He's in love with the
new. He in love with the new you.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just because of... Now, what you need to do is compare yourself to this new woman he got.
Now, you know we don't compare. We're not supposed to compare.
Do she look like she need a mommy makeover?
Probably not.
Obviously not.
Probably not.
Probably not. Is he coming back to me? No, he ain't coming back.
No, ma'am.
Or would he be upset? Yeah, he's going to be upset.
Said that, yes.
Upset. Mad as hell is the urge.
You tell
for
her, yes.
Yeah, he's going to be mad. And he's going to hold it. And then he's going to go get another chick. But if you break up,
all right,
we'll be sleeping with him again more often, but until he finds somebody
Please
else.
Stop. All right, that leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Instagram and at Steve Harvey FM. Check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast as well on the free iHeartRadio app, where free never sounded so good. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
All right, Shirley, let's just go back to Friday, man. Shout out to the New Orleans Pelicans. They in the playoffs. They take the 8th seed as they beat Sacramento without Zion Williamson. No Zion, no problem. They'll be taking on OKC. And in Miami, man, no Jimmy Butler, man. Miami beat Chicago 112-91. Yeah, man, they take the 8th seed in the East, man. They'll be playing Boston. Then we go to Saturday, the first day of the playoffs, man. We had Cleveland. Cleveland Cavaliers, man. Come on, Cleveland. 97-83 over Orlando, man. Look good.
Donovan Mitchell and congratulate him.
Man, did he ball out, Unc? Did you see him ball out?
Dog. And he been hurt, too. That comeback looking good and better. Cleveland kind of strong, man.
Yeah, man.
Kind of strong. We ain't going to go too far, but we strong.
The Minnesota Timberwolves.
We ain't coming out the East.
The Minnesota Timberwolves beat the Phoenix Suns 120-95, man. I was like, this Ant-Man, dog, Anthony Edwards, man, he looked outstanding in his first playoff postseason game, man. He looked outstanding, Unc. What did you think
he was
about
clowning
it?
Clowning on Durant.
Yeah, he's a baller.
Man, he's talking trash to Kevin Durant.
Yes. Yeah, he's a baller. Well, you can stop that, but he's a baller.
Yeah. Don't go too far.
Here go, man. The Knicks beat the 76ers 111-104. Oh, man. I mean, did you see Joel Embiid get hurt, man? That was a nice dunk, man. He threw it off the backboard, caught it himself, dunked it, came down his left leg, man, went to the locker room before the halftime. He just didn't look the same when he came back in the second half, man. He couldn't hardly run. You know, it's just like, why they won't let him rest? Just let this man end his season, man.
Let him end the season?
End his season. Because he injured. You could tell he injured.
No, he in the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, he in the playoffs.
This one you dig deep, Junior. This one that's all on the table.
Okay.
What you talking about?
Okay, we'll see
you
have a game, too.
Do that. I don't even know why you said that. You would not do that.
Oh, I wouldn't do it, but they getting paid like that. Oh, no, I'm not doing that.
Everybody played through injuries from this playoff time. Sit at the house.
Nuggets beat the Lakers, man, 114-103. But here's what I want to get to, Unc. Ryan Garcia, man, beat Devin Haney on Saturday night. Did you see the fight?
I saw it. Hell yeah.
Man, come on, man.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. And it was controversial, too, because one judge actually gave the fight to Devin Haney. Devin Haney was winning until the last four rounds, clearly. But that boy put some pain on it. He just forgot the game plan. But then let me tell you something. You finna see a trilogy out of them boys right here. Because the next one, they're going to get paid on the next. Because that was a fight. Yeah. That was a really good fight.
Yeah, it was a really good fight, man. The first time Devin Haney had been down to the canvas, man, and he went down in the 7th, the 10th, and 11th. Ryan Garcia put him down 3 times. But it was a good fight.
All right, Junior, thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, a lady has a question about dating a man that's a former polyamorist. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so Steve, this is from Sandra in Phoenix. Sandra says, my live-in lover used to be in an open relationship, and he's still friends with his ex and some of his old acquaintances. He thinks I'm cool with them, but I get tired of the constant jokes about me crossing over to the other side and trying polyamory. He swears he would only do it if I consent to do it with him. My mom said he's back to his old lifestyle and he's hoping I join him. Is my mom right? Is he still sleeping with the women and I'm the only one in the dark here?
Yes. Mm. Yes. Mm.
You said that with no hesitation.
Yes.
And why do you say that?
What is he joking around with it for? Mm-hmm. The joking around is feeling around.
To see if she would.
If you're not into that no more, why are you still in touch with your ex and all the other people? What y'all talking about? Mm-hmm. Except that.
He hasn't moved on. Huh?
Man, please. Girl, bye. You the stupidest thing you think it is, you got something with him. Yeah. He belong to everybody on them texts, all them friendships. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is true.
Yeah, his mom is right.
Yeah.
Her mom is right, I should say. Whew. So he never left, you're saying, basically, Steve. He never even left. She's asking if he's back to his old lifestyle.
Back?
Yeah.
He's just looking for a new crew.
Oh, wow.
And wants to include you.
Yeah, that's all that is.
All right. We have time for another one. This one's from Alberta in Tulsa. Alberta says, I have tried to get my third husband to try new things in the bedroom, but he says it's not Christian-like. He's afraid of this. And that's because he said it doesn't seem right to him. He's terrible in bed, and I'm trying to teach him a few things, but he's too close-minded. How do I convince him to start switching up positions? He's almost 60.
Oh, matter of fact, not only is he not going to try no new position, he probably can't.
More importantly, he can't.
Yeah. He ain't ever been in the doorknob diving, and he ain't never swung on a chandelier. Uh-huh. He can't do this here. Remember, if you know, he ain't never been whipped, you know, stuff like that. You know, but you know, one gonna come out with no feathers and all this here. Uh-huh. He not finna do that.
She's saying he's almost 60 though. Alberta is saying he's almost 60. Yeah.
What does she want? What is she looking for? What is she trying?
Yeah. Well, you know, she won't like, you know, like
this and that.
She introduced him to the monkey, and then he wasn't comfortable with
it. He didn't like the monkey.
You know, because the monkey, he didn't think he'd be able to control his monkey. So he didn't care for the monkey. Yeah. And then she cut that thing on with the had the switch on it. And then that scared him a little bit. He didn't like that. Yeah. And then especially when she said, this is for you. That threw him off a little bit. You know, just things like that, you know, and then, you know, he ticklish.
It's the third husband, huh?
It's the third husband.
Yeah.
So what happened?
She ran two of them out. Oh, yeah.
she was too much for him, Miss Alberta.
And it's the same monkey that was involved with the other two men. So he got a real strange feeling about this monkey.
Because
this monkey too much. He could tell. And this one right here, because he loved the Lord. And he could tell that this monkey got the devil in it. And this monkey be doing too much.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So there was a debate on Mueller Alert on whether or not you should shower at night to wash off the day, or you should wait until the morning to start your day. So I got to ask you, what's your preference? Do you prefer to shower at night or in the morning?
You got to get that ranch off you.
You cannot go to that hour.
All that pollen on your ass.
You're
right out
to the day. You got to get that day off your dog.
Yeah. You just germy and big.
Yeah. Don't get in here with that.
My wife ain't letting me in there without taking no shower.
No.
Take two. Take one at night, one in the morning.
Yeah, one at night, one in the morning.
Do what you got to do.
Yeah, we ain't doing all that down here.
Man. You not going to do two?
One at night, and then wake up doing nothing. I'm done, man. I got to go to work.
I ain't getting back in the bed.
I'm not finna do this here. Hell, I've been asleep. What I've been doing? How hard you sleeping?
Well, let me say this. Hot Flash USA. Sometimes you got to take multiple shots.
Got to get that up.
You might have to do that, but I'm, you know, people... I take a shower at night and in the morning. Well, go ahead. But ain't necessary. I've been asleep in the clean bed. Clean sheet. What I'm doing.
Yeah. Ask if you take one
if it's lightning. No.
He getting that bed dirty.
Nah, I get somewhere and sit down.
And say your prayers.
That's it. Right. The Lord is at work.
Yes. All right. Thanks, guys. Coming up in 33 minutes after, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather pierce your nose or get your wife's name tatted on your forehead? Oh, like Amber Rose.
I'm finna pierce my nose.
Yeah, hey.
I'm finna pierce my nose. Hey. My nose big enough, you ain't even gonna see it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I can hide it in this crease. I can put it right here in this crease while I smile.
Right in that cone.
No, I got nothing in there.
All right, would you rather give up perfect health forever or give up a bottom row of teeth?
Mm. Perfect health forever.
Forever. Or give up bottom row of your teeth.
I'm going to
give up that bottom row. You ain't going to look healthy no damn way.
Oh, wow.
Every time somebody talk to you, they going to ask you what's wrong. You all right?
Gummy.
Would you rather relax?
What is you doing? You smoke meth now? What's happening, dog? You all right? The whole bottom row. You know, I don't have perfect health anyway, I don't think. I'm not perfect.
Yeah, but you're working towards the best health.
Yeah, I mean, if I could have perfect health, I'd take it, but I got to get some dentures.
I got that's what I said. Get the perfect health and buy you some teeth. That's what I
buy you some teeth.
I ain't never had perfect health. I would like to see what that's like. But,
yeah.
But we'll take it.
Yeah. Everybody want perfect health.
All right. Would you rather relax on a beach full of pigs or on a beach full of huge iguanas?
Whoa.
Huge iguanas.
Yeah.
Or pigs.
Yeah, I'm going to stay on there with them pigs. I'm going to have so many damn barbecues.
You better do some ribs. You better do some
roast.
I'll be up in there with them pigs. I'll have them pigs. Be telling my man, don't go over there, man, because he's just looking.
Steve having another luau.
Iguanas,
No.
You said they huge, too.
Yeah. All right, would you rather, Tommy, this is for you. Would you rather jog in thunder and lightning, or would you rather do a 5K run with your ex?
This might be the time I have to deal with her ass. It might have to be.
Really?
Yeah.
It might be it right
This might here. Be the time.
You got to call her, Tommy. What you doing?
Yeah, what you doing, Sunday?
Let's get this 5 miles in.
Oh, we finna run this 5 so damn fast, dog. This finna be record-breaking time.
You're gonna be in the hospital.
I'm passing up African people, everything. I'm so fast at this thing.
Junior?
Ethiopians, I done just flew by the air.
Junior? I'm outside in the thunder and lightning. I'm good.
You gonna jog in that? Okay.
Yeah, Steve? I'm jogging that.
Running my ass off
with your ex. All right. That's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up, it is our last break of the day, and we'll have some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Monday. It's been a good day.
Oh, yeah.
Good day.
Monday, new baby. Week. You know something? Mm-hmm. These are not my closing remarks.
Mm-hmm. But what are they?
I do want to say something about this beefing.
Oh, yeah. With the you rappers? Know,
the rappers, the R&B singers, Chris comedians. Brown, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Look, man, why is it?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
That is always us that's beefing.
True.
I'm not getting into that. I'm not getting into no comedy beef because you then took your little small-minded self and sat down somewhere and decided to make up a bunch of stories about a bunch of people to talk about the position they in when clearly it's a position you not in. And I'm just sitting there wondering what's the purpose of it. It just serves no purpose, man. Now, rap. I guess hip-hop kind of has, you know, a history of it, you know, beefing, rap battles and stuff where it used to be just wholesome. Even now, you see on YouTube, they have, like, some rap battles and stuff.
Yeah, diss
you know,
tracks.
Wilding out. You know what yeah. I mean? Wilding out is a fun way to do it. You know, a fun way, you know, to diss and stuff. It's all done in good nature and everything like that. I ain't got no problem with none of that. But if when you take it too far and it turns violent, it don't make no sense.
No. Mm-hmm. No,
I don't care what you think of my joke or jokes. We're not finna fight about this joke.
Right. What are we fighting about?
Bro. We really not. Mm-mm. You know. Mm-mm. And see, the beefing with comedy was very, very simple. Back in the day, when comedy was comedy, and you were out there touring, and someone started doing your set, or your joke, and that was the way you earned a living, and you were currently on tour with that same set of jokes, that would create a problem because, you know, you come into town after this person, and they done your show, and now you on stage doing your show, and people come. I had it happen to me at Mac's Famous Bar down in Daytona Beach. I was on stage performing. It was a Thursday, Friday, Saturday gig, and I'm doing my show. And the waitress came up to me and said, "That's just a shame that you would do his whole act. He was just here."
Excuse
and I
me?
Said, "Who?" And she told me the comedian's name. And we was friends. So I called him. I mean, wasn't no cell phones. I got him, called his house. Mm-hmm. And finally he got back to me a couple days later. I said, "Hey, man, this lady said that I was doing your show." He said, "Man, and you was here the week before." He said, "Man, my apologies. You know, I was the opening act, and the headliner didn't come. And so they asked me to headline. I didn't have enough time, so I did your show."
Damn.
What?
What? Just like that?
And he told me. He did my show. It was nothing I could do at that point. Mm-hmm, so right. I said, "Hey, man, just do me one favor. Call the club owner and tell the club owner this is my set." Because they sitting up in here, man, thinking I done stole your whole act. Because you was just there the week before me as the opening act. Mm, mm, mm. And you did so good with my set, they let you close the rest of the week.
So he was really
I've been on the receiving end of it. Now, back then, it was a lot more detrimental because that was the only way I was making a living.
Mm-hmm.
But this bringing up stuff from the past of a person did your joke, and then you're not really telling the whole truth about it, that don't make no sense, man. That don't make no sense. And the sad thing about it is we're the only ones who do it. We are the only rappers that's beefing. We the only singers that's beefing. We the only comedians that's beefing. I just don't understand it. We got to be careful, man. Just stop it. Stop it. Junior, what you got?
Yeah, well, I got to ask you about this, Uncle, now, because, you know, did you feel like now in comedy there's nobody teaching comedy no more, the business of it, and how we supposed to behave on the road, how we supposed to act? You know, there's no more teachers.
Well, it's just what has happened, man, is, and I'm not blaming hip-hop, but it's kind of a hip-hop culture, you know, this beef thing. So now you got comedians who acting like they battle rappers when comedy is not that. Comedy is you walk out on stage, you make the audience laugh, have a good time for the money they spent, and they go home and remember your jokes and tell them again or can't wait to see you again. You on stage dogging another act out. What is that about? It makes no sense. Man, do your show. Nobody wants to pay a ticket to hear you complain and gripe. People pay their money to come to a comedy show to hear a set and laugh and enjoy themselves. If you on stage venting, carrying out a vendetta on that, blasting somebody else, man, ain't nobody pay no money for that, man. That's just the only thing about it. And I wish we would, and there are still some cats out there that's doing great work. Earthquake, this boy Country Wayne that I saw his special this weekend. This boy Country Wayne, man, what a hell of a special that I watched, man. Congratulations, young homie. That was a bad special. And all I saw, this dude was doing skits on YouTube. I thought that's all he did. And he parlayed it into a Netflix special. And I thought that boy Country Wayne, that one of the best specials I've seen.
Country Wayne.
Dion Cole. Charlene's baby boy, one of the great specials. Tommy's still out there doing it at a level that you're supposed to do it at. Kia doing it at a level you're supposed to do it at. Go out there and make people laugh, have a good-ass time, man. Dave Chappelle, you know, he be on crossing that line, but that's some funny-ass lines he be crossing. You feel how you want to see it. Kevin Hart out there. There's some boys out there that, man, that's really, really still doing it the right way. You know, Sid, DL, still out there, Lopez. Yeah. It's a lot of cats. I'm leaving off a lot of people for this one. But congratulations, Country Wayne, man. If y'all ain't seen this special, go on Netflix and watch it. Those are my closing remarks today. See y'all tomorrow. Hey, y'all, listen to this. Talk to God today. He would absolutely love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids. No plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota bZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.